Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Uncensored Match Build-Up at the Red Men TV. I'm not Paul Machen, I'm Steve Hall, because Paul is currently making his way back from Barcelona. The less said about that, the better. As is Chris, so that isn't Chris, that's Ross. We're joined this week by Liam Prescott and Adam Rowe. We're here to forget about Barcelona. We're here to preview the Newcastle game, the next biggest game in the season, Ross. I suppose the initial question is, it's been ages since Liverpool lost. We're coming into this game on the back of a defeat, like we all know. Are we expecting a big bounce-back performance from the Reds? Albeit, you know, Newcastle away on a Saturday night, was it quarter to eight kick-off, sat under the lights, blah, 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 the whole works. Are we expecting a big reaction from them?
I certainly hope so, for their health and my health. I think we all want to see it, you know, them mentally bounce back and put themselves ahead for, you know, some sort of hope on Tuesday. You know, we speak loads about the mentality and the character of this team they've developed, and even like towards the back end of this season. This is another challenge for them, which I don't think we've seen of, you know, coming back off a loss on such a huge night in Europe, to kind of go and forget about it, because, you know, because two games in the league left. This is important now, if you put it to the back of your mind. Part of me wants to just absolutely just dick him everywhere and go...
Only a part of you, like all of me wants to.
Yeah. All right, yeah, go on, all of it then. And just kind of go, like, just get 3-4-0 up and get some confidence behind you. You know, the front three, get some goals in them, and then kind of take people off and then start thinking about Tuesday. And as a fan, to go 2-3 and up and be able to enjoy a game of football and not be tearing me hair out. Sorry.
Yeah. Wrong audience.
No, sorry. And, but yeah, I want to enjoy it. And I just want them to... I want them to be pissed off, but I want it to be a controlled pissed off. Go, actually, we're fucking fuming with that game, but we're going to show people what we're actually made of and put a result out there for everyone and themselves.
Yeah,
and
Jürgen Klopp got the kickoff he wanted. There was talk when they were moving this game as we qualified for Barca. There was, obviously, it was going to be on TV, so they had to move it. It was originally set for the Sunday, am I right? They moved
it. Yeah, it was after City, I think.
Yeah, City were actually, they swapped the City game round, basically, with us. They were going to play Saturday, Sunday. Now it's Saturday, Monday night for them. We've got what we want. He didn't want early Saturday, basically. He was desperate for not to be early Saturday. He's got late Saturday in Newcastle. The problem with that is, it's late Newcastle on Saturday. And I've been to Newcastle on a Saturday night, and it's a lot like Liverpool on a Saturday night. Their crowd, albeit for a... It's a nothing game for Newcastle. They're well clear of relegation now. They've sorted that. But it's going to be an intense atmosphere, I think, up there, because it's their last game season for home. It's party time up on Newcastle Saturday night. It is going to be... The atmosphere is not going to be quiet. It's going to be quite rad up there. It's another thing Liverpool have got to deal with.
I think it almost suits Liverpool, though, that they can't, you know, they're not going into a game... With all due respect to Huddersfield, they're not going into a Huddersfield game where, you know, they think they're going to win before a ball is kicked. They have to show up. They know that Newcastle have nothing to play for, but Rafa is dangerous. Newcastle have been dangerous this season. They're in good form. The crowd's going to be up. And I'm pretty sure it's their last home game of the season. Yeah. So, you know, Liverpool have to come and they have to be angry. They have to put away the chances, unlike in Barcelona. And they have to kind of, you know, keep going, keep the momentum up in terms of the league. And we're talking about reactions, and yes, Liverpool haven't lost in a long time, but this season has basically been a reaction season. We're constantly responding to what City are doing, or City are responding to what we're doing. Nothing changes there. We just got to keep ticking away. And, you know, I think we can get the 3 points, but it's not going to be easy, and Liverpool therefore have to perform.
A lot of questions, Adam, get asked about this team constantly, and they always answer them. I don't think... You know, to borrow a Brendan Rodgers phrase, you know, about character. I think this, whatever happens from here on in, this team have shown they've, you know, they're not bottlers and they've got huge, massive bollocks. They're plenty full of character, and it's just another chance for them to go and prove that again against, you know, Newcastle 13th. They're not, you're not playing Barcelona away like we've just done. We are better than them. It's another chance to go right. You know, we took an absolute kick in there. We feel hard done by. Is our response, and then go to Man City. Pressure's back on you, lads. What you don't want, like we mentioned on the final wave for Barca, this season's in danger of fizzling out quick. And anything less than a win here fizzles that out. They'll be well aware of that. Are you expecting a reaction from them?
I am. And to touch on what you said about this team not being bottlers, anyone who still thinks this team right now is a bottling team is just an infantile moron. Like, that has long been fucking put to bed. The fact that we're already over 90 points, you know what I mean? Massive respect for this team. The only way you could call this team bottlers now is if we win this game and City get beat by Leicester and then we put in a fucking limp performance against Wolves and get beat 1-0, then you can go, they fucking bottled that. Because we should be beating Wolves last game of the season. We've got to win this game. We've got to go out and... I was about to say we've got to do better than we did in Barcelona. If we play like we did in Barcelona, we'll beat them 6-0. Do you know what I mean?
Unless Solomon Rondon can score that free kick.
Unless Solomon Rondon hits the bar and it falls right on the chest of Lionel Messi. somehow in a Newcastle-Liverpool game. A lot of people expect Rafa to just roll over for us here. That's not Rafa Benitez. He's going to set up a Rafa Benitez team. They're going to be difficult to break down. They're going to be playing this as if it's in January or February and Newcastle is still playing for points. Yes, they're safe, but it's going to be a tough game, but it's one I expect us to win. I don't expect us... I'd love us to come out and bounce them all over the place like Ross is saying, but I think it might be 1 or 2-0 and both goals coming in the second half.
I think it will be tough. Mm-hmm. Ross, we haven't talked about it yet. We'll mention Rafa in a second. But the fact they're safe, it helps. You know, they're not scrapping for their lives. They might try and do a bit. There's a school of thought that says, you know, Rafa's really annoyed and he wants new players. He might put on a performance that shows the world why he needs new players. As in, calm it down a little bit. But that's not going to happen, I don't think, anyway. But are we worried about legs? That's the one thing that we haven't really discussed. You know, we've just been legged around the new camp for 90 minutes on a Wednesday. We're playing again, 3 days later. How many changes do you think we could expect? We're going to talk about 11s later, but we're going to have to freshen up because we put a lot into that game. We ran a lot. He's going to have to do something to freshen up against the side that are going to be dogged and are going to make us work hard again.
I think you're talking 2-3 changes maximum. If Bobby's back on form, he has to start for me. Trent has to start again. And then obviously midfield, Keita can't start because he's out for the rest of the season. So I think, you know, you're bringing in Henderson probably to go and start that game. I'm all right with legs because I think we're well trained in that sense. I think, you know, no matter who we play, I think we're always capable of outrunning them or outfoxing them in whatever we do, particularly Newcastle. This is no disrespect to them at all. You know, there's obviously a major quality difference and management difference. And that's why Benitez wants better players because he knows himself he hasn't got the quality there. Part of me loves him to think, you know, take that bend over and do it, but part of me just thinks he's, because he's so professional and he's so calculated and stuff, I don't think he will. I think he kind of go like, you know, maximum points possible, because I think he loves Newcastle, not as much as he loves us. But I saw someone the other day saying, like, you know, it might have been TalkSport or TalkShite, whatever you want to call it, saying he'll be pissed off he never won the league at Liverpool, so therefore he'll want to stop Liverpool winning the league.
Tim Sherwood.
And I was like, fucking hell.
Tim Sherwood said he'd love to stop it because he'd hate to be the manager who never won it, knowing Jurgen Klopp was the manager who won it. Tim Sherwood, you're a fucking beaut, lad. What are you talking about? He's still got a house on the wheel. He's a Liverpool fan. The second he's not Newcastle manager, you'll see him at Anfield going the game. He wants us to win the league as much as I do. Like, he absolutely does. I think he is professional, and I think, look, if he wasn't the manager of Newcastle, he'd be watching this game going, come on, Liverpool, I want you to win. He's a very professional manager. He will go out to try and make it difficult for us. I don't think he'll be devastated if they do lose. I really don't think he will. But he will do a job so that he could never be called a fraud or anything like that. He will do a job. Otherwise, he'd just play himself centre-half, wouldn't he? And that'd be fucking great for all of us. If it was Rafa Benitez, captain. Just playing everyone on side for 90 minutes. I would take that, but he's not going to do it.
He'd probably still do a better job than me. He's probably in better shape than me, which says a lot about me at the minute. Leanne, I'll come to you next. you know, at this stage of the season, there's always a thing. You know, who do you want to play? If you've got to play anyone, you want to play a team who are safe, you know, mid-table, the whole thing of, you know, on the beach with the flip-flops on. I don't get the sense that Rafa, as a manager, is into that. But as if you're Newcastle players, and if Liverpool can get a couple of goals up, there is a school of thought that says, then you don't make that extra challenge, or you don't run that extra little sprint because you are, you know, it doesn't mean as much. You're not playing Cardiff, if it was scrapping for their lives, you'll do everything. That's the glass half full scenario, is that if Liverpool can get a couple up, that's when it might just say, it might become one of those on the beach type games. That's what we've got to hope, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the key is Liverpool getting an early breakthrough. I think it is going to be a nervy game, and I expect it to kind of be like Burnley City. Obviously, Burnley didn't have anything to play for, but they did make a good account of themselves for the first half, especially. Chris Wood puts it away, and it's, you know, it's a completely different game. But as soon as City got that goal, it was all City, and Burnley kind of, you know, they tried to their credit, but they're never going to stop Man City. So I think you're right when you say Liverpool get a goal, Liverpool 2-0 up, whatever, Newcastle will probably try a little bit less just because they've got nothing to play for. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, from the moment of kickoff to the moment Liverpool hopefully score, Newcastle will be battling for every ball. It's going to be like they're in a relegation scrap. They're not going to give us an easy win.
Last game
it's
of the
Premier
season,
League.
Their fans, yeah.
Exactly. And as you said, you know, it's Saturday night, their fans are going to be up for it. So
under the lights changes an atmosphere on the ground. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Night games, the players will want to fight for it more. But I do think Leanne is right. I think we get a goal and they just go, oh, well, we put a shift in there. Time for the bar, innit? Like, I think it'll be late. I don't think it will be an early breakthrough, to be honest. I think it'll be 0-0 at half-time this game. And I think maybe 60, 70 minutes in. And it'll be constant pressure. I don't think it'll be one of those games where 2 years ago you're like, oh, this is not going to come. I'm quite confident in this Liverpool team now that even when we go in at 0-0 and it's been a frustrating first half, I constantly look at it and think, do you know what, we'll be fine here. I felt like that against Chelsea, and we're 2-0 up 15 minutes later. I think it'll be one of them. I think 70 minutes in we'll get a goal and we'll probably nick a second one towards the end.
That type of game, I do think it'll be a tough one, Ross. We're going to talk about predicted 11s in a minute. We're going to talk about who we pick. Before we do that, guys, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the rare opportunity where I'm in charge. I've got all the shows I can plug, so I'm going to plug.
Ooh, Reds News Roundup.
I'm going to plug my show. The absolute best show on the network.
I agree.
Thanks, Bailey. So let's say, here's a little clip from the show. It's always talking about who Liverpool potentially could be buying in the summer, should be buying there. Check it out, it's great.
He's a guy that I think last time we did a Q&A, on the Facebook, someone was like, who's my ideal signing? I said it'd be Memphis Depay. I think he's an absolutely phenomenal left winger, like to the point where...
And he can go up front.
Yeah, so I mean, it took to the point, again, versatile, and it's to a point where you could see him on a par, maybe even above Mane.
So just he went from PSV to Man United.
PSV, okay, yeah. Cool. So the only problem is I've seen a lot, I don't know, not so much nowadays, but in the past, he's a huge United fan. So I've always been like, yeah, you look like you wouldn't come to Liverpool just because you love United. And obviously it didn't work out for him. But of course it's football and money changes people's minds. Competitions, trophies change people's minds. But like you say, that 9 goals, 14 assists this season. Last season he had 19 goals, 13 assists. And you just have to watch him at the World Cup and all the qualifiers. He looks electric. You know, he brings the best out of Wijnaldum as well. Like that when Wijnaldum's pushing that far forward, it's because he knows exactly where Depay is going to be. And that connection would be amazing, which is bringing on to that fact we were saying, you know, about Pepe. He's got the AFCON sort of links there. We've got a core of, you know, Netherlands players. You know, Verge, Wijnaldum, it'd be a good selling point to him to say, come and play with your compatriots. The same argument for De Ligt, you know, we've had in the past, come and play next to your country's compatriot, I suppose is what you call it. And I'd absolutely be all over it. Because say any time we get linked with a forward or a world-class level, I'm like, yeah, I could definitely see that working.
I told you it was great. It's brilliant. Go and check the whole thing out over on theredmentv.com. It's free for a month if you go and sign up. A fiver a month after that. That show's worth a fiver alone. You're getting in a good discount. We should charge six.
Just because you're on it?
Not just because I'm on it. It's more the...
That's part of it.
It's like, that's the £5 bit. What's the extra pound?
That's like 90% of it.
What's the other? Me and Bailey, the other bit?
No, more like just no, you know, it's me. it's all me. Let's talk predicted 11. We spoke off the show, guys, what team we'd all pick. And surprisingly, three of us all picked the same team, but there was only one difference. So us boring lads who all picked the same team, we'll go second. Leanne, I'm going to come to you first on your team. You predicted that you wanted, your preferred 11 for Joe Gomez to start at centre half, with next to Van Dijk, with Matip dropping out, with a midfield of Fabinho, Henderson, and Gini Wijnaldum back in midfield, Salah, Firmino, Mane up front, so, and Trent coming back into the side. Let's talk Gomez then. What's your feeling about taking Joel Matip up and putting Joel Gomez in? What's your reasoning for that?
I think Matip has played really well. Everyone's obviously, you know, really impressed with how he's gone from fourth choice to being.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You know, arguably first choice at the moment, but I just think he needs to keep it fresh, especially with Barcelona on Tuesday. And Joe Gomez is at the point where he needs to just keep up his fitness. He played against Barcelona. I thought he was okay, tough game, but you know, not helped by his teammates. But this is a scenario where he can slot back into the centre. He can redevelop that partnership with Van Dijk. Yes, it's getting to the end of the season, but you want him to get back into that stride before pre-season. And I think we've kind of seen with Klopp this season, he's used Lovren in the same way. He's brought him in for some games, brought Matip back, brought Lovren back, just keeping players fresh. And I think it's a good opportunity to do the same, really. As hard as it could be against Newcastle, I don't think, you know, it's going to be an onslaught, and Gomez is obviously a quality player.
Yeah, he was a really good defender. There's no argument. The flip side, Ross, for Matip is, well, he's been brilliant, I suppose. Did you give any thought to Gomez, or was it just nailed? In my team, I'll be honest, I didn't even consider it. I don't think
you can consider it. He's just played 90 minutes at the new comp after breaking his leg.
That's my reason for not picking him. And obviously, I get your point of saying that, but maybe, you know, Matip has been in such fine form. I don't think sometimes when you drop him out, you're risking him coming back to being, you know, dog shit again. And I kind of don't want that. Rather than, like, tense back pairings, for me, it's like the ultimate thing. You need to have that rhythm. And again, you get that with Gomez, but, you know, he's not been in there for ages. And, you know, I'd rather just wait till the pre-season for him to kind of build that back up again. Yep. Not at the business end of the season where you need to win your games. Yeah. You know, if you go again, if you get a healthy lead or whatever, bring him on to kind of build it up at 20 minutes or half an hour, and then give Matip the rest and look forward to Tuesday. But I think it's so important that we win this game. You have to keep the momentum going with that back.
We all four of us actually picked the same midfield, which is quite surprising, I thought, considering the options Liverpool have got. Obviously, there's no Naby Keita. Reports, as we record, say he's out for 2 to 3 weeks, which is pretty much him done, unless we do get to a final, I suppose.
Yeah, and he's not going to play in that final if he's out for 3 weeks. Yeah, he might be on the bench, but he's not.
Yeah, I think that could be him done. So we all went for Fabinho holding with Henderson and Gini Wijnaldum playing as the other two roles, a midfield that we've seen quite a bit of, actually. Fabinho looked knackered at the end of that Barcelona game. That's one pause. You know, we're providing these fifth, we would do that, but... Oh, you know, in a team that, do we feel sorry for Gini Wijnaldum? I suppose that's my question, Ross. Is that if Fabinho's fit, we all pick him? Wijnaldum's getting moved again, having just played up front in the new camp. Are you happy to just go get back in there, Gini?
Yeah, I don't think Gini cares, to be honest. I think he's shown playing a false nine or whatever he was doing last night of going, you know, if he's asked to do something, he'll do it. I think you get that with certain players. Klopp likes versatility. I think he just went to a new level by versatility of playing someone who's never played at that position before. But, you know, I think that's the best midfield that we've got at the minute. You know, Milner looked knackered. He's of an older age, obviously, so he's going to feel it a bit more. I think Chi just gives you better defensive options as well as going forward. If, you know, you can kind of release Henderson in that sense of going, well, Fabinho and Gbiami, if Newcastle do the counter-attacking thing, of going, well, Henderson's fine. Henderson at advance role has been brilliant. Equally, Fabinho and Gini, if you put them in a two, they've been amazing. I don't think we'll need to do that against Newcastle. But I think he's just got so many facets.
The midfield picks itself for this game. With Keita out injured and Milner looking a bit gassed last night, there's no one else. Mm-hmm. Like, Lallana can't come in, can he?
Because he didn't even go to Barca with a nog.
So he's not going to play. There's no room in that midfield for any changes, really. I think that's why we've all got the exact same.
It wasn't too difficult in the end. I suppose, Adam, Roberto Firmino wasn't deemed fit enough to play at the Nou Camp. We don't know his fitness levels. We'll never know. It's a secret. If for some reason the medical staff come to Klopp and say he's out, or he can't do an hour, or you know you can only get 20 out of him, we saw at the Nou Camp that Klopp went Gini Wijnaldum up front. We don't know, this is purely hypothetical. If the medical team comes and say he can't play, how would your team change then? So take Roberto Firmino out, what would you do? Because Klopp, obviously, like I say, put him in field up front, he's mad. I don't know, are you slightly less mad?
I'd just put Origi on the left wing and put Mane up front. Yeah. Like, be that. That's what I think he should have done last night as well. I wouldn't be totally against Shaqiri coming in and putting Salah up front and playing Shaqiri on the right. I think either of those options, I just don't want to see a centre mid playing up front again.
Logic dictates that's quite a sensible approach to take. Yeah. We scored zero goals. We did have some chances. Before we talk about scorelines and nerves and stuff, we're going to talk about our rivals, rival fixtures. Earlier on in the season, this was a massive list of teams. Ooh. Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, last time I hosted the show. Now it's not. Now it's one team. How much hope and expectation have you got on Brendan going to City and doing us any type of favour, Ross? Have you got any tingle of hope at
all? I've got more hope for Leicester than I did for Man United, if I'm being honest. But all you can do is hope, isn't it? But then, you know, the reality is City are so good. They've had such a good run of hoping to come to. They're the same with us, though, aren't they? Going, you know, every time we play, going, okay, I hope Newcastle do a job. They'll be in the exact same situation. But they've got so much quality, so much depth. And even like we talk about character mentality, they've been in this position before of like overcoming and winning titles and stuff. That's their advantage on us. Having said that, Leicester are in a lot better form than they have been. Rodgers is doing a fairly good job. But, you know, City at the Etihad.
It's so perfect that it's Brendan Rodgers that he's left Celtic to go to Leicester and could right the wrongs of 2014 against the team that pipped them in 2014. Not just for Liverpool, it's a game again against the same opponent. If you believe in any sort of faith and whether it's written in the stars or whatever.
Unless you're Tim Sherwood.
Yeah. Fucking hate him, you know.
Then he's desperate for Rodgers to full five in.
I'm hopeful of this one.
Will you watch it?
Yeah, I will watch it, yeah. Absolutely.
Every week I say, you know, I'm not going to watch City game, it just does me head in, and I have to turn it on. Leanne, again, we're not going too much into it, but what Leicester do offer, if nothing else, is a goal threat. You know, Man United, to be, you know, had nothing. Burnley they defended for their lives, but they just didn't have nothing going forward. As good as Ashley Barnes, I think, is, let's sign him. That's a joke. But Leicester do have, you know, they've got Jamie Vardy's the one, he's in good form, and they've got Tielemans who's playing, as well as pretty much any midfield in the country. That's what you can cling to, isn't it? Even if City score, and Leicester have got the ability to count on them and maybe nick something.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, City could be dominant, but Leicester have the ability to go up the other end and score. I think Leicester were really impressive against Arsenal as well. Yes, Arsenal obviously got an early red card, but that was a game that kind of showed why people have hope for this game against City. It showed what Rodgers has done in terms of the belief and in terms of the way that the team is playing at the moment. And, you know, before Brendan Rodgers came in, obviously in the Around the League podcast, you were always talking about Jamie Vardy and Leicester not getting anything out of him and him looking annoyed. Now he's playing at his very best and it's, you know, a good opportunity for Liverpool. But again, it just comes back to Liverpool have to do their job. We talked about a reaction, we talked about Barcelona, but Liverpool can hope for Man City to slip up, and they may or they may not, but Liverpool have to do their job to be there if Man City slip up.
Yep.
So it's just one of those we're hoping, but you know that there is a job to do as well.
Suppose the final thing, Ross, on Leicester is they have actually got something to play for. If they want to play in the Europa League, again, I'm not totally convinced every team actually wants to qualify.
Looks like everyone going for the top four does.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only teams who are desperate to be in the Europa League, everyone from third to sixth. Like, they're desi for it.
They just can't be arsed having to play Liverpool or City four times next year.
I suppose seventh is on the table for them. They can catch Wolves. That gives, so that it isn't. Again, I imagine they would quite like to do it. Leicester as a team don't get in Europe all that often. They had that one Champions League run, obviously, the year after they won the title. Brendan's going to be, I think he will be really motivated for it. We can just hope and pray that maybe they can just nick a draw and I suppose cling on to some type of hope, because I don't think if it goes to Brighton, I think by then we probably are clutching our straws. At least Leicester have got some semblance of a threat to City.
Brighton are going to get absolutely bummed.
But it depends.
This is the last chance.
That's the other result I'm looking out for, is the Cardiff and Brighton, because Brighton might come to the last day of the season and be fighting for staying in the league.
Unlikely, though. It would take a Brighton loss and a big Cardiff win this weekend, wouldn't it?
But luckily, Cardiff are playing Palace at home. They probably could win that. And then Brighton go away.
Arsenal, is it?
They're probably going to get beat. Well, again, Arsenal rubbish in a minute, but yeah. So yeah, I suppose that's one thing in our favour. But if it's going to happen, it's probably going to have to be Monday night, isn't it?
Yeah, I know I've got faith in Vardy and certain other players, but yeah, to come back to City's quality, like going, it's almost false hope, isn't it? But as a Liverpool fan, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, cling on to it. And let's, before then, we get our predictions on our game. We won't talk about the Leicester City game anymore. We're all predicting a Leicester 1-0 win. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that'd be funny.
Yeah, Riyad Mahrez own goal.
2-0 to Leicester.
There we go.
Vardy to get both of them, both counter attacks.
There's Adam's prediction. Adam, before we talk then about these last games, you're about to go on tour. We might not be seeing much of you around these parts. I don't know. What are we going to get much of you in the next couple of weeks or months?
Will for the next few months when there's no games on. Tour. I will be going on tour at the end of the year. It starts in September, runs through to November, and then we're going to be doing
Is
a second
leg tour.
It will be my biggest one so far, about 30 dates. Mm. So about 18 at the end of this year, and I think 12 early next year. They'll all be announced soon. But just keep following me on Twitter. That's where things get announced normally, innit? Adam Rowe Comedy. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/AdamRowe Comedy. Subscribe to that, because I'll do like a tour announcement video. But the Liverpool tour date's already on sale, so that's at the Echo Arena, or the M&S Bank Arena, still the Echo, isn't it? Yeah. That's Friday the 4th of October, and it's selling quite well, but obviously there's a lot of fucking tickets to sell at an arena gig for someone who's never really been on the telly that much. So if people want to come to the Liverpool date, you can get tickets for that now, and everywhere else will be on sale, I think, within a month, so...
Lovely. I think we'll have a nice little day down at the M&S. I'll be there, definitely for sure.
Can you get some tickets?
You can go to the M&S Bank Arena website, mnsbankarena.co.uk.
You can get them just as much as anyone.
Oh, yeah. On the internet.
So let's talk then. Score predictions: Newcastle versus Liverpool. Leanne, I'm going to come to you first. Tell me what score it's going to be and make me feel better about myself.
2-1 Liverpool. I think it's going to be
more nervy than I want it to be.
That sounds like a horrible game to watch.
Going to be nervy. 60-minute opener. They counter-attack, and then we put it away. But I think, you know, we've said it's going to be a close game. Liverpool just need to keep pushing and keep the pressure on, and you would fancy their quality to shine through.
I'll be honest, that didn't make me feel that good. The win did. The thought of that 90 minutes is making me feel rather anxious, Ross. Can you make me feel better or worse?
Yes, I reckon we're going to be fuming from the other night, 3-0, and I don't give a fuck when we score.
Just like they're going to feel the full brunt.
Yeah.
It's hard going away games, Adam, after you've been away in Europe. We've just had the hardest away in Europe you can get. Are you as confident as Ross, or are you more in the Leanne camp?
I'm sort of between the two, because I think it'll be 2-0. I think it will feel like quite comfortable. I think we will control the game, and it'll never be in doubt, but I think it will take at least an hour for us to score.
I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I like that, but I'll have to live with it. I think we'll win as well, actually, but I think 3-1, but that third will be a very late third. It'll be one where they're pushing for a 2 and we get the 3. Similar to Burnley away. I think that type of game where they're going, and then someone will smash them on the break. Guys, thanks very much. This is what we live for. We live for title races. We live for this. And people keep talking about heartbreak, and heartbreak only ever happens. I said this on the last show. You only get in a position to be heartbroken when you're a good team fighting for things at the end of the year. So whether we win this or not, this just can't be the weekend where it goes wrong. And I think we're all in agreement that that's what's going to happen. Let us know in the comments below what team you would pick, guys, at home. Would you pick Gomez like Leanne would, or would you pick Matip like Jose Dietwood? Sorry.
I don't think...
It's a solid choice.
I'm joking.
Matip is my preferred, but I actually think we're all going to be wrong and it's going to be Lovren. I think it will be Lovren, but I don't want it to be.
That's another... Certainly an option. That's terrifying. It's just, you made me feel worse. Let us know in the comments section below what team you would pick and what score you think the game will be as well. You know, while you're there, let us know how City and Leicester are going to get it on as well. Which of Leicester's players is going to score the fourth? That's what we need to let us know. Adam, thanks very much. Leanne, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers as well. Thanks everyone at home for watching. Thanks for subscribing to the YouTube channel. Give us a big thumbs up. Give me a like on this, and we'll be back next week. Ta-da.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.